Support provided by the Heartland Regional Health Network and the Wound Healing Hyperbaric Medicine Clinic, offering treatments for chronic, non-healing wounds that are not responding to care. Information at heartlandregional.com.
Good morning, and here is the December 5th WSIU Almanac. Today in 1492, Christopher Columbus discovered the island of Haiti. Two formerly competing unions merged on this day in 1955, and the AFL-CIO was born. And in television, Dragnet aired for the first time on this day 65 years ago. Locally this Sunday in Harrisburg, the SIC Community Choir presents Christmas is in the Air at 2 p.m. at the George Dennis Visual and Performing Arts Center Theater. This Sunday also, the Carbondale Civic Center is the place to be for the 12th Annual Southern Illinois Alternative Gift Fair, starting at 2 p.m. Well, also in Carbondale, the Park District wants you to know that today marks the beginning of an 8-week beginner karate session, starts at 5:30 p.m. The classes are for ages 12 and older, and they are being held at the Life Community Center in Carbondale. In Cape Girardeau, the free health and wellness seminars continue this Thursday at the Osage Center, and this workshop has the title, Combat the Christmas Calories. For more information, contact Christine Page, Fitness and Wellness Coordinator, at 573-339-6604. Some blood drives this week. Tomorrow in Steelville, give blood at the American Legion Hall between 1 and 6. Wednesday, you can give blood in Murfreesboro between the hours of 2 and 6 at Wright Dewitt Center, or also on Wednesday in Woodlawn at the Woodlawn High School. You can donate from noon until 4:30. And that's your WSIU Almanac for December the 5th. Enjoy your day. Good Monday morning, and on your WSIU Almanac, Walt Disney was born on this day in 1901 in Chicago, and on this day in 1955, in Montgomery, Alabama, Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a bus. This action led to a boycott of the bus system and eventually led to a landmark U.S. Supreme Court ruling integrating public transportation. Locally, in several weeks, the Centralia Cultural Society presents the Bronze Expressions Holiday Concert from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at 1250 East Rexford Avenue in Centralia. The SIU School of Journalism is celebrating its 100th birthday with the publication of an 80-page book profiling 8 Southern Illinois communities. Now, this book, it's produced by SIU students, and it features Cobden, Alto Pass, Carterville, Cambria, Craneville, Murfreesboro, Chester, and Harrisburg. For more information, call the journalism office at 536-3361. Tomorrow night, the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute is featuring a presentation by Holocaust survivor Marion Blumenthal Lazon. Start time tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Carbondale. Tomorrow morning, it's Christmas Story Hour at the Ann West Lindsay District Library in Carterville. Start time tomorrow morning, 10:05, at the library in Carterville. You can also go to the web version of this almanac and see the cheerful flyer. And that's the WSIU Almanac for this first Monday in December. Have a good day.